Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a schus for Maris Hanamari Bas Chana. She should have her four Shleima. And for Eitan Avram Alevi Ben Bracha, she should have Bracha Batzlach Avacham Ase Yadav. From Sfi Moshe Ben Eitan Avram Alevi, Bracha Batzlach Avacham Ase Yadav. And for Rabbi Ephraim Abba Ben Miriam Shoshana, he and his whole family, she should have Bracha Batzlach Avacham Ase Yadayim. And for Rabbi Yaakov Dov Ben David HaKohen, and for Shmuel Tzvi and David Akiva, they shall have bracha v'atzlach b'chol ma'aseh yadayim. We're learning some Torah for Shvi Shal Pesach based on the words of Mori V'Rabbi, the Talmud Rebbe Shlita, what he said in Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh in the year Tavshin Samaches, and Shvi Shal Pesach. Rabbi Yehuda Levi, one of the great angelic Rishonim, wrote in his poem for the 7th of Pesach, 7th day, Yedidim Rav Mamucha B'Shira Kedmucha, that your friends exalted you, with a song they approached you. What's this whole thing of Yedidim? Who are we Yedidim? Are we Yedidei Hashem? The Gemara says in Brachas Lamed Gimel Amid Beis, Chavrusei Klapei Shemayim Mi'ika, what, we're buddies with God? What does it mean Yedidim? We're Yedidim of Hashem. How could it say about Klal Yisrael Yedidim? Chavrusei Klapei Shemayim Mi'ika, what, we're buddies? So L'chora means we're buddies with each other. We were Ki'ish Echad B'Lev Echad. Like the Shem Yishmul says in B'Shalach, in the year Tafresh Pei, 1910, Shem Yishmul says that the Mitzrim, according to Rashi and Shmos Yudalad Yud, had Achdus, B'Lev Echad Kishechad. Where did they get this Achdus from? So the answer is from their Sar. It says the Sar of Mitzrayim was traveling. So he helped them, he helped bring them, give them Achdus. But then the question is, why was the Sar of Mitzrayim given the Koch to give the Mitzrim Achdus to fight the Jews? And the answer is that after the Jews defeat their enemies, all the Kochos of Kedusha and their enemies come to the Jews. So they had this Koch of Achdus. And then in this chus of when we were victorious, so then we had the koach of achdus. That was how we beat them. That all their kochos should go back to kedusha to us. And that's what it means. Yedidim romemucha b'shira kedmucha. That they were friends and then they sang. That the chus that they were be yedidus, they were kulam b'machshav achas. They had ava ach v'shalom v'reyus. They were able to have the miracle of kriyas yamsuf, defeat the Mitzrim, and sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Based on this, we can also understand that the beginning of the Piyut, Digalai kein tarim al nisharim, raise my flag to those who remain, v'tilaket nifzarim kimalaket shibalim, and we will gather the scattered like gathering stalks. So it's known that when the Chazal and the Rishonim use a mashal and a nimshal, they want to explain something that's not understood kipshuto. The mashal is to be makariv v'se'inyan el ha-seichel, to make it more understandable. So what did Rabbi Yehuda Levi add when he said "Vatalaket nifzarim"? He gathered the scattered, kemalaket shibalim, like gathering stalks. So what do we understand more from gathering stalks than we don't understand from gathering the scattered? It's the same thing. The MS, the makor of Rabbi Yehuda Levi, is a pasuk in Yeshaya Yitzayin. V'haya bayoma hu yidal kvod Yaakov u'mishem in besari yirzeh. On that day, the honor of Yaakov will diminish, and the fatness of his fresh grow lean. He will be as when the harvester gathers grain, and his arm cuts the ears. And he will be as when one gleans ears in the valley of Rephaim. Only gleanings will remain on him, like a picked olive tree, only two or three olives on the top of the highest branch, or four or five on its flourishing branches, declares the Lord God of Israel. This nevuah is talking about Sancheiriv, who is sending the Jews into Gullus from their land, and all he left was just a few little gleanings. Two or three here, four or five there. The Malbim explains, it was a place where there were only a few stalks. And a person says the Malbim couldn't cut them all together. So to the Jewish people, he only found a few scattered stalks, and then he gathered them and he sent them into Galus. So he finds these gleanings, he finds the little bit that's left, and he sends them into Galus. So now we can understand the golden words of Rabbi Yehuda Levi. He says the Pzuras Yisrael, the scattering of the Jews, is Kalikot Shibolim, Batalakit Nifzarim Kamalakit Shibolim. It's coming to be Meramis on the Shiflus, on the lowness, and the unfortunate circumstances of the Jewish people, that they're Pzurim, they're scattered, Emek Rafaim, they're thrown around, one here, one there, and they think they're finished, and there's no more hope. And this matzav of these scattered branches, scattered stalks, in Emek Rafaim, is the lowest level, because the She'eris HaPleita, those few who remained, had no Achdus, and every Shibolus was for themselves, and there's no hope. And then on this, the Paitan says, no, even though they're going to be in such a low state, in Emek Rafaim, they're going to be gathered together. V'atem t'loktu k'le'echad echad b'nei Yisrael, like it says in Yishayah Chav Zayin Yud Beis. They're going to gather together, and they're going to be friends, and they're going to go from their low state, and they're going to be elevated to a much higher state, and they're going to have Achdus. And there's another good reason, that now that they're in such a low state, they're not going to have Gaiva. They're not going to feel they're better than anybody else. And that's the purpose. And that's what caused, that's what happened in Kriyas Yamsuf. The Jewish people had Achdus, even though they felt so low. But the fact that they had Achdus was Mechazik them. And they're going to be gathered not only by Sancheiriv, but gathered by much better by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and have Achdus, and that's Chus. They have Kriyas Yamsuf, and that's the idea of Jews getting together in many places on Shvi Shel Pesach. To have this Yedidim Roma Mucha Bashir Kadmucha, to sing Ish Echad Belev Echad, and Rak Mikoach Zeh, we're going to be Zocha to the Gula Hashlema, the Meher of Yameinu Amen. In the Sefer HaKadosh Pnei Menachem, in Shvi Shel Pesach, Tovshin Nun Gimel, and Maimer Beis, he says, in the name of his father, that the 7 days of Pesach are connected to Shivu Shbizen, Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, Moshe Aaron, David and Yosef, Yosef and David. And not only that, they're also connected to Shivas HaMinim, every day connected one of the Minim. First day is Chita, Matzahs, usually wheat. Matzahs are made of wheat. Second day is Seorim, we bring the Omer. From Seorim, Karban Omer. The last day is Dvash. And on the second day they also hanged Haman. And the Medrash says that it was because of that they were learning about the Mincha Seorim. So that little bit of Mincha that we brought over trumped Haman's 10,000 talents of silver. And the last day is Dvash. Kriyas Yamsuf, it says, Vayinikeo Dvash Misela. They suckled the Dvash from the rock. Beautiful. So the seventh day of Pesach is connected Dvash. That's a pre-tomer. Dvash Tamarim. And with respect to the pre-tomer, we find something very wondrous. We know that Dvash is not from a bee, but Dvash in the time of when the Torah talks about Dvash, it's the honey of a date. The Gemara says if a woman is Makadish, a man is Makadish a woman, with a tamar, with a date, even if a whole basket full of tamarim is worth a dinner, meaning it's each one is not worth a pruta, she's still mekudeshes, because maybe in Madai it's worth a pruta. So it's a din klali, anything that's not worth a pruta here, we're concerned, maybe it's worth a pruta somewhere else, and then she's mekudeshes misafik. But why did he use dafka tamara? So in Pashtus, he used this lashon because of the Mishnah and Kedushan and Daf Mem Vav. So it's a lashon of a Mishnah, because it's a small pri, and it's very common that the pri is not worth a shavah pruta. So therefore, he talked about a tamar. However, there's probably a deeper reason as well. And that would be the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis. With respect to a date tree, it says that this Tamar has only Lev Echad, has only one heart. So to the Jews have only one heart for Avim Shba Shemayim. Does it mean it has only one heart? So Rashi says that the sap of the date tree only goes up the middle trunk in the middle, and not the rest of the tree, as opposed to other trees where it spreads around. The Ritva says that it doesn't have a klipa. That means ein lo ela lev echad. All the other fruits have some sort of peel. So it talks about having a lev echad, that the tamar has a lev echad. So too when you're getting married, that's what marriage is, that a person has only one heart for his wife, and his wife's heart's completely for him. So even though you have to go all the way to Madai to find that it's worth a Shavu Pruta, nevertheless she's Mikudeshes, because there's one heart going on over here, and this one heart brings them together. They're married. And this is a remez for how to have a Shuras Hashchin in your house. Just like the Jews have only Lev Echad, just like the Tamar has Lev Echad, the Jews have one Lev for Avim Shba Shamayim. That if the couple has one Lev for each other and one Lev for Avim Shba Shamayim, they can have a Shras HaShchina. They have his Yud and her Hey, the Yud of Ish and the Hey of Isha. They can have a Shras HaShchina. You know, Yontav of Pesach is the Zman Nisuim. We married a Kadosh Baruch Hu, we reach Yir HaShirim. Shabbos Chol HaMoed. Pasuk says in Yirmiyah, Ko Amar Hashem Zecharti Lachesed Nirayach Avos Klosayich. Marriage. This is the time where the love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is aroused again. It's the Dvash, the seventh day. Atem Advekim Hashem Elokeichem. It says in Sanhedrin, Samut Aleph Amud Aleph, Kishtei Tomorrow's Hadvukos Zu Bezu. Tamar again is the sinyan of Ava, of Achdus. Love. So this is the day of our love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where we marry him again. Since this is a time of Tzkashas Yivugim Shaladim Kriyas Yamsuf, it's compared to Kriyas Yamsuf. Elokim Oshiv Echidim Baisa Motzi Asirim B'Kosharos, says in the Gemara. Compares Kriyas Yamsuf to Zivug. So this is the time for Zivugim, to daven for Zivugim, and obviously children, whoever needs children. Or it says, Ein Isha El Labanim, Rov Nashim Esabris V'yoldo Sivam Eskuf Yotes Samar Aleph. So this is the time to daven for Zivugim, for children, Parnas also, Kashim Ezonos V'shaldim Kriyas Yamsuf. No Sein Lechem Chol Basar, and next to it it says, L'gozi Yamsuf L'gzarim. So it's a good time to ask a Kadosh Baruch Hu to be Magadol Banum Vnei Banum Oskim B'Torah B'Mitzvahs Barachov Yishuv Adas. It's a day that's Mesugal if we take advantage of the seventh day of Pesach. So it's a day that's Mesugal for Parnasa, Kashas Parnasa Kriyas Yamsuf. And obviously it's also Merumas in the Tamar, because the Gemara says in Pesachim and Peches Amar Ula Lo Higla Kadosh Baruch Hu Es Yisrael Abavel Kadesh Yochlu Tomorrow B'Yasku B'Torah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent us to Bavel so we should eat dates and be Osek in Torah, since Tamarim are very common in Bavel, very inexpensive, so we can be Osek B'Torah Barachav HaSadas. We don't need much money. We should be Zoicha. So the Rebbe said more beautiful Torah at the Shvishel Pesach that year, Tavshin Samaches. For now we're going to conclude and wish everybody that we should all be zoche, tremendous is Alice, Shvishel Pesach, and Romamus, and Shira, and Achtus. Amen, v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.